This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
I've got to unleash the Kraken right now, and I'm going to unleash the Kraken on DeSean Jackson. And DeSean Jackson did something really stupid and really ignorant and really hateful, you know. And as I rip DeSean Jackson, I personally think he should be cut. I really do. In this kind of environment, you know, to me, his apology was half-assed. I don't think it meant anything whatsoever. I think you got an apology because he realized that, oh, my Jewish owner's pissed. You know, basically. And, you know, I had some guy on Twitter go to me, well, were you that pissed at Riley Cooper? And I go, dude, I'm pissed at everybody that spews hate. You know what I mean? And where DeSean Jackson has to understand that he's a freaking moron. And look, here's the thing. I want you guys to understand this. While we're all talking about fighting for what's right, we can't allow ignorance to get in our way or take away our passion from doing what's right. Do you understand that? Okay? So what I mean by that is I am all for the Black Lives Movement, right? I want to protect those that deserve it. I want to defend people's rights. I want everybody to be treated equally. So I want to fight for Black Lives Movement, but not because of Colin Kaepernick's ignorant ass. You understand? He's not going to take away. It's like listening to the president. He calls the Black Lives Movement a hateful organization. And that's just somebody trying to tear people apart. Colin Kaepernick with his ignorance, tearing people apart. DeSean Jackson, ignorance, tearing people apart. So Trump, DeSean, what's it called? Who was the third one now that I just said? You know, any of these idiots, Kaepernick, I don't care about them. I care about what's right. And notice if you watch, if you listen every day, do I not always say, not just Black Lives Movement, but I want to fight for homophobia. I want to fight for women. I want to fight for anti-Semitism. Don't I always say that? Every time. Don't I always say that? Because what's right is right. And for DeSean Jackson to do what he did, okay, DeSean has to understand that there's a lot of Jewish people walking the streets in protest. And I want them to keep doing that. Because we need to back the Jewish community. We need to back the Black community. We need to back women. We need to back the LGBT community. But we can't allow the people that may try to represent it one way or another to get us off the track. You understand what I'm saying? We need to keep fighting for Breonna Taylor. And we need to fight for George Floyd. And we got to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But I'm not going to allow Colin Kaepernick, who wears a Fidel shirt, and I'm not going to allow DeSean Jackson's stupid, ignorant ass that puts a Louis Farrakhan who doesn't even think that the Holocaust happened. Okay? There is no doubt that he is an anti-Semite. And then he uses Hitler, even though the quote really wasn't a Hitler quote, but he still had Hitler attributed to it. And just to have that alone is disgusting. But I can't allow Trump, DeSean Jackson, or Colin Kaepernick's ignorance to get in the way of doing what's right. Do you understand that? Okay? We can't do that. You know, if DeSean Jackson and Mel Gibson want to hang out and have fun, then go ahead, man. Knock yourselves out. Get lost. Get out of my face. Okay? But I'm going to fight for the Jewish community because I know anti-Semitism exists. Okay. And we got to stop it. And To me, DeSean Jackson's an anti-Semite. I know that if I was Jewish, that's the only way I would feel about DeSean Jackson right now. And these are the things that we've... Did you see those five guys that held down a black guy that they wanted to, you know, beat the... And they were trying to get people to walk away, but what happened? White people stayed around and said, no, we're filming all this. You better let him go. And they had to let him go. Now let's hope we find those five people in jail all their asses. But there's hate all over, folks. There's bias all over, okay, from the top down. But we can't allow them to derail us from what's right. Okay? So don't allow your disappointment, your disgust for DeSean Jackson to hurt what we need to do for Breonna Taylor. Okay, it's two separate things. Ignorance is ignorance, bro. Trump shows it every day. Kaepernick shows it with a Fidel shirt. DeSean Jackson with anti-Semitism. That doesn't help us. None of that helps us. But we can't allow that and our anger and our frustrations with all of that to stop us from defending women when they're abused. From listening to women when they tell us that they're being abused. From finding out who are the abusers and going after them. It doesn't stop us from finding the anti-Semites and put them out of business too. It doesn't stop us from people that hate blacks, Hispanics, Asians, LGBT community, whatever. That's what we've got to fight. Let's fight for what's right. Let's not allow the people that spew hate get us off track because we're better than that. Okay? That's my point. Because the part I hate about all of this is that we allow those people to then change our minds or alter our thinking or divert our energies and put them in something else. That, you know, you were fighting the cause. Oh, but this person turned me off. Well, don't listen to Kaepernick, dude. Kaepernick's not a good leader. You certainly don't listen to DeSean Jackson. And Steven Jackson followed up with even more ignorance. You know, the beauty of what's going on in this country right now with Black Lives Matter is that there are more people protesting that aren't black. That's freaking awesome. It's Latins, it's Asians, it's whites. There's more of America that is standing behind the black community. And we can't allow, now that we have this energy and this momentum, we can't allow these kind of people to bring us down. Okay? Maybe DeSean Jackson's just really stupid and ignorant. Or maybe he's an anti-Semite. Either way, he's been excommunicado. And it's got, remember what I tell you about Mel Gibson movies? I don't watch Mel Gibson movies. Haven't watched them for years now. Why? Because after that anti-Semite rant, now that I know that you know you hate Jews, well then that's it, dude. You're done with me. And I don't need to support you. I don't need to watch Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't need to watch anything that you've done. While I'm channel surfing, I will pass it up. It's just the way it is. But do not allow ignorance and hate from others because that's what we're trying to overcome. That's what we're trying to educate. That's what we're trying to expose. But don't let it ever derail you. Okay? Because what's important is making sure that what happened to Breonna Taylor doesn't happen to anybody else of any color, of any nationality, of any sex, but especially what's been going on in the black community. Don't allow DeSean Jackson. Don't allow Colin Kaepernick. Don't allow Trump. Don't allow people that are spewing hate to get you off track. We're on the right track now, finally. All right, 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in. If the Eagles release Jackson, then they are hypocritical for not releasing Riley Cooper. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But they should release both of them. You know? But in this environment, you should release them. The problem is that they were tolerating all of this stuff. It's not just Riley Cooper, plenty of others. We tolerate hate, bro. We're not tolerating it anymore. You know, that's the difference. That George Floyd incident is the watershed moment in our country where we said enough's enough already. And now it's different. And now you're not going to get away. Now, see, the thing is, what you have to understand, Matthew, how many things are they going back now on? I mean, Jimmy Fallon had to apologize about blackface jokes that he made when he was with Saturday Night Live. So it's becoming a retroactive thing, right? I mean, they're going back and they're finding stuff that you did back in the day, and then they're holding some YouTube star, some redheaded kid. I don't know anything about the kid, but apparently he's making tons of money on YouTube. And he had a hateful rant a few years back, and they brought it back. You know why? Because a few years back, 10 years back, 20 years back, 40 years back, it got swept under the rug. It's not getting swept under the rug anymore. That's all. So it's not a Riley Cooper thing. It's an entire societal thing that went on then. And now it's not. And now they're not going to tolerate it. Now they're going to expose it. Now you're going to pay the price for it. Now you're going to pay the price with your career, whatever it is. You saw the guy in the Costco. Did you see the guy in the Costco attacking the woman that was filming him because he wasn't wearing a mask? He got fired. He got fired. And it was a verbal assault the guy had. You know, come at me. I'm being intimidated. He was screaming at her and F-bombing and all kinds of stuff in the middle of Costco. Guess what? The video went viral. It was watched, I think it was like 3 million times. His employer saw it. Done. What this is the world we live in now. You know? Riley Cooper got lucky. Like a lot of other people got lucky. Okay? You're not going to get lucky anymore, man. That's just the way it is. And we can't allow people spewing hate. It's not right, man. It's just not right. Let's see. What else? I said Democrats and Republicans are two sides of the same goofy. Nothing racist about that. Oh, yeah, they're both a mess. I'm with you, Jean-Luc. They're both a mess. Dude, you got our governor, right, killing people left and right here in Florida, leaving everything open, right? You got the Seattle mayor that thinks an autonomous zone is a good idea. Come on, dude. I keep telling you this. The extreme Democrats and the extreme Republicans are the ones that screw everything up. Okay? It's like these crazy-ass Democrats that tell you, well, no, you can have we want abortions at 6 to 8 months. Get the hell out of here, bro. Just like the conservatives that want to control a woman's body. Can't do that either. Like I told you, the extremes on each side, that's why they're both screwed up. That's why neither one can come up with a good candidate. You know, but if you don't want to be objective because you're a hardcore Democrat or you're a hardcore Republican and you're not willing to take a shot at your own or whatever, I can't help you, man. I can't help you. Thank you for, of course, the super chat. Nico Jones says, stop all the hate and those that preach divisiveness and destruction. We are the United States of America. Love. Damn right, Nico. Love it. Appreciate it.
Did what?
Super chat.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
They were fantastic.
Super chat. There you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you, Nico. Thank you for chiming in and supporting us like you do every single day. Oh, you are wrong. Conservatives do not want to control women's bodies. They do not want to pay for it. that's a trip. Thank you, my brother. Anyway, plenty of things to talk about here on the program. We've almost got 1 hour down, man, which is just absolutely crazy that we've already done 1 hour. I got a lot more prep than 1 hour, that's for sure.
Or 2 hours. Question for you.
Yes.
Do you want to play Deshaun's pathetic attempt?
Yeah. You know what? Let's play Deshaun. let's close it off with a weak ass apology by Deshaun Jackson. Go ahead.
I've been getting a lot of backlash and feedback from an Instagram post that I put on my Instagram story. I just want to, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, very apologetic. And I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, to put any race down or any religion down. I post things on my story all the time. And, I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. And, I was just trying to uplift, African-Americans and slavery and, just enlighten my people. So on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend, any harm or any hatred towards any people. I'm for one. I'm for love. And I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart, and I never try to, put another religion down to uplift my religion or my race. So, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that. And it's coming from me and my feelings. And, I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinion, to try to just enlighten my people and just let everybody know that there's no hatred involved. So I hope you guys understand that and realize,
Here's a guy that, put out, Hitler said, because of white Jews, knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep Americans secret, the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel. I mean, it just, he's got Hitler said. It just, you're trying to unify people? Dude, Hitler and Farrakhan are not the people you use to unify. I mean, come on, man. You're an anti-Semite is the way I look at it. The only reason he apologized is because his Jewish owner, and I got to tell you something. I'm pretty disappointed in the Eagles. You're telling me that it's more important for you to win a couple of football games than have an anti-Semite on your team. I got to tell you, I own the team. And Deshaun Jackson's, throwing around the spick word and all that, I'm cutting his ass right on the spot. Like, right, I'm the one calling him, too. Yo, Deshaun, get the F out of my team, you clown. Boom. Okay?
Lack of integrity, man.
Yeah. I mean, I find it disgusting, to be honest with you. If I'm Jeffrey Lurie, how are you not kicking this man out the door? Okay? In fact, I'm getting a social media coordinator to go out to the facility, and I'm having one of the equipment guys film Deshaun Jackson's equipment being thrown out the door. And then I'm posting on social media. Here's what's happened to Deshaun Jackson with the Eagles. And all the equipment goes flying out the door. That's what I would have done. Because that's what he deserves. You know, you have to teach these people. We have to expose these people that spew hate. It's all. It's crazy, man. Weak-ass apology.